The Torah portion this week is Bamidbar. These are the Hebrew letters for a B, an M, a D, a B, and an R, reading right to left, the way we do in Hebrew, pronounced Bamidbar. And it means numbers. It basically is three parts. Incidentally, this Torah portion presentation could do completely without translation. You could just read everything here, and I'm practically just going to read what's here. But there are three main parts. One is the census, where they counted, as commanded, all of the males age 20 plus for the army. The second part was the camp, how they were to be organized, arranged around the tabernacle by tribe and their marching order. And the Levites, as they were counted and appointed to with various responsibilities. Some of my observations. The census, appointing of 12 leaders and organizing the armies, was 1 year and 1 month after coming out of Egypt. This is in chapter 1, verse 1. It says that this is when Yahweh spoke to Moshe. And it's interesting to me, it reminds me of the Torah command that says that a soldier who is newly married does not have to go out to war, does not have to be a part of the army for one entire year before having to go out until a year later. The covenant at Sinai was a lot like a marriage covenant, and it was almost 1 year ago. It's interesting. Another observation. Moses assembled people. This is verse 17. It says that, you know, after Moses was commanded to take a census, then in verse 17, he started this, which is the same day. It says on this first day, 1 year later, on the first day of the second month, he started doing this. He called the people together. He assembled the people. So we see Moses did not procrastinate. And it was sort of a reminder to me that if we know what Yahweh wants us to do, if we know that he wants us to do something, there should be just no delay in just doing it. As we look at the numbers of each tribe, and they were numbered in order, every one of these 12 tribes totaled to an even 50, and most to an even 100. Now, some scholars say, well, they were rounded off. No, there's a lot of indication in other places here to where the totaling occurs. They were not rounded off. They're a head-by-head count. It says so. They were commanded to list them by name or head by head. That means that every single individual in this camp of 600,000 something were very important. If one was missing, the math wouldn't work out. Every one of us is very important. When, where, and to whom we were born is very important, very designed. And that was a interesting observation in how Yahweh is amazing. The total of all males, 20 plus, was 6,350. Let's look at the sheer scale of this number. Go. Okay. Let's assume that for each male, 20 and above, there were probably at least several others. Wives, mothers, sisters, elderly grandparents, babies, children, boys that weren't 20 yet. I'm just saying, probably, right? It's a good way to grasp the number of all of Israel. Let's say that each one of these families all lived in a tent that was an average of 16 by 16 feet. That's not much room. This is a family of five or six. And if you lay them in here, it's not big. And let's give each tent 2 feet for tent pegs, a tiny front yard with a fire ring for cooking, that's the kitchen, and just enough room to tie up a couple of animals. We're at 20 feet by 40 feet per campsite. And let's put them as close together as we possibly can. So tent pegs are crossing here. This is 100 campsites with barely enough room to walk in between them. This is a row of 1,000. Lot is 10. It's 10 blocks of 100. Like here was 100. This is 10 of those. We're talking about 2,200 feet long for 1,000 campsites, only 400 feet wide. Remember 40 deep times 10 that way? That's almost a half mile long to walk from one end of 1,000 sites to the other if they're 10 wide. 10,000 is 10 rows of 1,000. This is 1,000, 10. That's 10,000 campsites. This is 100. This little block of 100. Twenty-two hundred feet this way, 0.42 miles, 0.83 miles lengthwise. That is not quite a mile, which takes about 20, 30 minutes to walk. You could be faster, but I'm going to average 25 minutes in the future. So that's a block of 10,000 campsites. Getting a sense of the scale of this yet? It's amazing. One tribe, let's take Judah, the largest, was 74,600. Now, if we take these blocks of 10,000 the way we've assembled them before, we have one partial block of 4,600, total 74,600. And that's Judah. This configuration, getting them as square as I can, is 1.66 miles by 1.68 miles. Now remember, everything's close together, so I'm not wasting desert here. Three tribes in a row that were to camp on one side is about 151,450. This is the south side of the tabernacle, which consisted, left to right, Hebrew, Reuben, Simeon, Gad. It's very interesting, by the way, which tribes were where, and from the beginning through the end of Scripture, some of the things you might notice with all of that. Fascinating. Reuben was the head of the south, by the way. Three tribes in a row in this configuration, as square as I could get them, 1.6 hour walk from one end to the other of three tribes, just the front surface of the three tribes. It's 3.78 miles. In the desert, that feels like 16 miles. This is the entire camp with all 603,000 family campsites and how they were camped. We have Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun in the east, Reuben, Simeon, and Gad in the south, Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin in the west, and Dan, Asher, Naphtali in the north. And this is about 8 miles square. That's a long way. And the Levites 22,000 of them camped in the middle. Did anybody look at the math of the counts of the Levite tribes and the total 22,000? Because if there's something in there that bothered you, I could tell you something very neat about that. What is interesting to me also, remember that every individual is important. The Levites here, who were males from 1 month old to, was it to 50, or just 1 month old and above, I believe, came out to exactly 22,000. If that wasn't perfectly designed, what is? And that goes with the fact that all of the other tribes were perfectly designed to end up to be around 50 or around 100. That's amazing. And it's exact. This is so amazing. Imagine Balaam, with the donkey scene that had to reprove him, when he looked out over the camps of Israel from a high place on a mountain. You can imagine him just saying, "Oh, how lovely are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling places, O Israel." I mean, it was so awesome, he could not help what he said. And this is just a slip that I'm showing here. This is just my graphic of coming in on 10,000 of them. Moving out. Another part of the Torah portion. When commanded to break camp and move out, let's assume that each family was just half the size of their campsite. All packed up, walking with the kids, pulling the animals. Let's just say we're going to estimate half now, about 20 feet by 10 feet per family. This was the marching configuration with each tribe formation, about 3,000 families wide. This was the order they were commanded to go in. First, Judah's three, then Reuben, Simeon, and Gad's three there, then the Levites, and the ark, and the tabernacle, and all that they carried and took care of. That's 22,000 people right there. Then these three, Ephraim, Manasseh, Benjamin, and then Dan, Asher, and Naphtali. Not counting the extra space that I have in here, this is 0.63 miles wide and more than 9 miles long. That would take you 4.5 hours or a half a day to walk from the front of this procession to the end. So if you had to get a message from Naphtali to Judah, you can pretty much plan on him having it tomorrow or much later today if you started early. What really struck me is just how amazing this is. What Yahweh did, delivering this huge number of people from being enslaved to a military empire, a world empire at the time, with every one of the children and their livestock out there safely, and then organizing them into an army and a nation, was absolutely amazing. I'm in awe. Our Elohim is awesome. Praise Yahweh. Baruch Hashem.